Yes, based on these.
We really want to do just this one based on these.
All right, okay.
I've already read the last.
Starting. Okay, so I tell you where I'm getting to, yeah? If you see the table, which has got Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi, we're learning out the Kal v'Chomer for the cases, yeah? This is really where this table...
The fifth column.
Fifth one down, yeah? So you've got four things, and then the next one down, yeah? And I tell you, I point you to the end where I tried to work backwards from. So in this week's Hesbeg, yeah? Mm-hmm. So we have lots of opinions that we say... don't hold that there's a such thing as Shlishi B'chulin, yeah? And one of them was Rabbi Yossi. Now, Rabbi Yossi, we spent a lot of time on Rabbi Yossi, yeah? On Kaf Tes Amud Beis, right?
Right.
And how do we know that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold by Shlishi B'chulin, yeah? So it says, yet Rabbi Yossi had the Amran. Why? Dim Isay, because if he did hold by Shlishi B'chulin, right?
Right.
Leisei L'Revi'i B'truma V'chamishi B'kodesh. Then he would end up learning out Revi'i b'truma and a chamishi b'kodesh. So Rabbi Yossi was the one who brought all these, different kal v'chomers, basically, yeah. And so we'll say, but if he held by shlishi in truma, then by chulin, it'll end up being a revi'i in truma and a chamishi in kodesh. So now, who is the one? I'm giving away part of the test. Who is the one who holds, by shlishi in chulin? Rabbi Akiva. So what I'm trying to this table, question what trying the table is trying to show, is basically how would it end up coming out from Rabbi Akiva that when you apply all these kal v'chomers, you end up getting to a revi'i in truma and a chamishi in kodesh. Mm-hmm. That's really like that's what everything just that in one sentence is what the whole thing's about. So and the whole sugya I realized is built on four pillars, right? And this is what if you look at the sheet, this is 1, 2, 3, and 4. And once you put these four pillars together, I think actually everything kind of then flows and plays out from that. So let's see if Siyata Shvayim it might work, yeah? Mm-hmm. So the first two pillars are based on Pesukim, and everyone's going to agree on this Pesukim, is just how you apply the Pesukim, right? Mm-hmm. The third and fourth pillar are two types of Limudim which are bringing out a Kal v'Chomers, one for Truma and one for Kodesh. So let's see how that plays out. So the first one is a Limud, we'll see, either for a Sheni or a Shlishi, yeah? And it's and this is a pasuk learning from Kli Cheres, yeah. So the pasuk says the following, right? V'chol Kli Cheres asher yipol mehem el tocho, and then jumping a bit, yitma. The key word is yitma, right?
Let's speak out mehem as well, though.
Yeah, we'll speak that, yeah. So an earthenware vessel, right, that falls from them, which means one of the shratzim, yeah. So one of the shratzim is going to fall into that earthenware vessel, right, and then. Whatever's going to be inside, that earthenware vessel is going to be, whatever's going to be inside is going to be yitma, right? So we'll see how that works, yeah? So this is actually the verse that was brought by Rabbi Akiva, yeah? So if you look at that table, right, there's a Rabbi Akiva, and then I'm going to show you everyone else, basically, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Yossi. So let's start off with Rabbi Akiva, right? So first of all, if you move along, yeah, from right to left, yeah? It's kind of Hebrew table, yeah? You start off with your sheretz, right? That's your av tumah, right? Mm-hmm. And the sheretz is nafal betocho, it's falling into a vessel. Mm-hmm. So you get to the kli cheres, right? And in the airspace of that kli cheres, right, where as soon as it comes in, right, that kli cheres becomes a rishon tumah. Okay? So that's so far like what the pasuk's talking about. Now that kli cheres, right, is then there's food inside. So that kli cheres is naga, right, to some food inside. And therefore, you then get to, right, the fact that food is afilu, and that's afilu ochel chulin, even that food is chulin, right, that's going to be a sheni betuma, right? Now, that food then touches another food, yeah? And that other food could also be even chulin. It doesn't matter. There's nothing specified. According to Rabbi Akiva, that second food, yitma, it becomes tame, right? And he learns that word yitma is meaning the first food is touching the second food, right? So how does he learn that? Because yitma means to cause tumah. So that means that the ochel chulin, the first food, is going to cause tumah to another food, which means he's learning that word yitma of one food causing tumah to another food, meaning you're going to have chulin, right, or tumah, but even chulin, yeah, which is going to be a shlishi. Okay, that's Rabbi Akiva, yeah? Now, the point here is the second column, everyone else also learns that pasuk. Right, but if you see, basically, I'm going to kind of they learn sheretz to kli cheres, and they learn just it stops the buck stops at a sheni. So they say the word yitma just means that first food, which is chulin, yeah, becomes tame. They don't learn yitma as Rabbi Akiva learns, which is it comes tame and tame is something else. Mm-hmm. But they do learn, obviously, that first food becomes tame, which means if we just clear, everyone else has a source, right? That chulin from the Torah, a source from the Torah, that chulin is going to be tame. But it's going to be tame sheni. That's all. The buck stops there. Yeah, is that clear? Okay, that's the first pasuk, yeah? Okay, now let's look at the second pasuk. This second pasuk, yeah, is just talking about basa kodesh. So this is a limud in kodshim, and it's going to limud that there's an extra degree of tumah for kodshim. And this is, again, a Torah pasuk, which plays off the first Torah pasuk. So let's have a look at this pasuk. So the pasuk says, v'habasa asher yigah b'chol tameh lo yachel. Right? Kodshim meat that touches any other form of Torah tumah, right? And it's going to say anything which is explicit in the Torah that it's tameh, right? It doesn't matter what that is, the furthest form of tumah that's explicit this tameh. If that basa kodshim touches it, lo yachel. You can't eat it because that basa kodshim is going to be tameh. Right? It's going to be an extra level of tumah. So let's see then, yeah, how that will play out, yeah? So let's start with the second column. This drasha is really brought by within the Rabbi Yossi camp. So I'm going to actually start, if you look at the second row, sorry, here, yeah? So Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, Rabbi Yossi, yeah? So you have your sheretz, right? That's Av. Go across, you've got the Kli Cheres, that's the Rishon, yeah? Go across one more, you've got the Sheni Tetumah. We've learned that out already, yeah? That's even Chulin could be a Sheni Tetumah, right? From the drasha we saw before of Lo Yitzma. Yeah, okay. And now we see that basa, the kodshim basa that touches any form of tumah, the first form that you can get, which according to this is sheni b'tumah, right? That's going to be tameh. So that's going to tell you the basa kodshim is going to be a shlishi. Good. That's explicit in the Gemara. Now, if you go up one row, this is what's not explicit in the Gemara. Okay, but I think, and this is my cheshbon, right? That for Rabbi Akiva, if you apply the same cheshbon we've just said, then it's going to come out very similar, but it's one stage further. So Rabbi Akiva will have your sheretz touching your kli cheres. That touches ocheli chulin, that's the sheni, but that's not the furthest form of tumah you have from explicit from the Torah. Why? Because you've got a shlishi, right, chulin. We've just said above, the first drasha, that even a shlishi, right, in chulin is from the Torah, from the words of b'chol yitzma. Sorry, because of the words of Yitma, right? So therefore now, on that shlishi, you put that into this pasuk, which says, b'chol tameh, yeah? Right? And that will tell you, they end up telling you, right, that the basa kodshim that touches that shlishi of chulin itself is going to be tameh. Mm-hmm. So that tells you that for Rabbi Akiva, you have even a revi in kodshim. Okay? So in summary, you've got two sets of pasukim. The first pasuk, and you've got Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and let's say Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai or Rabbi Yossi on the other side. The first one is about chulin, right? Rabbi Akiva is holding the chulin from the Torah is a shlishi, whereas as Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai will hold it's a sheni, the greatest form you can get. And then the next one, kodshim, is one step further. So Rabbi Akiva will become even a revi, and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai will become even a shlishi. That clear so far? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Okay. Now let's look at the two kavachomers, yeah? So number three, yeah? So this is in terms of a limit of truma being more chamul than chulin, yeah? And we learn that from the case of tevul yo, right? So let's, if you kind of, I hope this chart is going to be clear, right? But basically, let's start with the first row, yeah? So you've got a sheretz, okay? Yeah. That's going to touch someone, okay? So then you've got someone who's tamei sheretz, okay? Now that person tamei sheretz, as you're moving along, you see what we're doing, like the first thing, moving along, right? He goes and tevili, has a tevila. So he moves along, he's now a tevil yom, right? That's his first stage. Now that tevil yom, if he was to touch chulin or maisa sheni, right? What's the din of that? Those things? Tar, right? And the lashon of the Gemara we said was it's mutter. Right, probably which means mutab legabe maisa sheni, because he can even eat maisa sheni, and because you're not allowed to eat tame, you're not allowed to mitame and eat maisa sheni that's tame, right? So the main point is it's tar, right? That's going to show us that chulin is kal, right? Because that tful yom who touches chulin, that's tar, that chulin is kal. If you go down to the next row along, right, the same thing, you get down to tevil yom, and that tevil yom touches truma. What's the din of that truma? Tameh, or psul, right? So what does that show us? That shows us that if you that the contrast between the chulin and the truma, right? The truma, the chulin is kal, and the truma is chamor. So it's, that's the whole basis of the kal v'chomer. We have a limit from Tevil Yom that's telling us that truma, yeah, you know, is more sensitive, right? It's more chamor than chulin. Yeah, and we're going to have to therefore find a place to apply that kal v'chomer. It's going to have to show us that chulin, we're going to have an extra degree of tumah than truma, we're going to have an extra degree of tumah than chulin from that kal v'chomer. Okay, that's now number four. This is the fourth pillar, right? Is the similar kal v'chomer, right? But by kodshim, yeah. Kodshim being chamor in comparison to truma, yeah. So here, if we start on the first one, we've got a sheretz. It's a familiar story, right? Touches a tamish person, that makes them a tari sheretz. They then go and do a tefillah. They become a tefil yom, right? Then you have hair of shemesh. It now gets dark, yeah. So this tefil yom is getting kind of more tahor as we go along, yeah. Yeah, but he becomes what's called a mechusa kapurim, right? Which means that he can't yet, he's not completely fine to eat kodshim. He has to really wait until he brings his offering. Yeah, So he's kind of like still not fully out of the woods, basically. Yeah, now that mechusa kapurim, if he touches truma, what's the din?
Tor,
right? That's where we get to that.
So, you know, even no, because this is after he went to the this is after waiting for
this is Mechusa
in the nighttime. Right. True. In the daytime, right?
Yeah. This is, you see that if in the daytime is tefillah, so that if you look at the table above, the same person who touched truma was tummy, but that was because he was tefillah. But here we've got one step along. We've said tefillah was hair of shemesh, yeah, becomes a mechusa kapurim,
and that means what we call tzitzikachovim.
So yeah, that's what it gets dark.
Probably write that in for yourselves.
Right, and then he becomes mechusa kapurim, and that mechusa kapurim touches truma. The din is tar. Right, now that's going to tell us that truma is kal. It's tar. Right, let's see the contrast the next one along. So the same story, yeah, sheretz, tamei sheretz, tevil yom. But now, by the way, this next one was my error, right? Hair of shemesh, he becomes mechusa kapurim. Sorry, that should say mechusa kapurim, if you want to correct that, yeah? Now that mechusa kapurim then touches kodshim. What's the din of kodshim? Tamei, it's psul. So it's basically very similar to what the above, where we say chulim was kal, trum was chamor. Here we're saying trum is kal compared to kodshim, which is chamor. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So we've got basically got three and four, two kal v'chomers. One from chulin to truma, right? And that's number three. And number four is from truma to kodshim. Okay. Yeah. And both of those have to have a usage. Yeah. So that's now let's go. This is basically where we're getting to. Yeah. This is the table, right? The next one along. Applying these two kal v'chomers. Yeah. And we're going to start with Rabbi Yossi. Okay. Because that's what's spoken out by the Gemara. So that's the second kind of row along, yeah? There's a sub-row here, and you can see the sub-row, what's important about the sub-row is this concept of dio. And I'm just kind of building this. This is all in Rashi, by the way, this concept of dio. I'm going to speak that out before we look at that part, yeah? The concept of dio means, yeah, that sometimes, you know, when you learn for a kal v'chomer, you say, listen, I want to, you know, I see that one thing is more chamor than another, right? But you can't really learn, you know, more than your original source. Yeah, kal v'chomer can kind of say, because, you know, this should definitely apply to this case, right? Because this case is, you know, I'm going from kal to chomer. But you can't learn more than the original source, yeah? That's the general rule, yeah? You can kind of use the original source to learn extra things, but without going beyond that power of that original source, yeah? Mm-hmm. Now, the exception to that rule is called dio, right? That rule is called dio, and the exception is, yeah, so apologies. That rule is called dio, yeah? Dio levim kanidin. You can't learn more than what's originally driving you. But the exception to that rule is, if you were to use that rule and to limit it, and you'd end up learning nothing, right? Then we don't apply dio. We say, you know what, if because of that rule, there's no limit that would come out, right? Then we say, no, you can even go one step beyond what your original thing was, the original power of this source you're coming to. So we say, hey, we don't say dio. We don't apply dio in that situation. So look, if there's no kal v'chomer, we don't apply dio. Is that clear? Mm-hmm. That's a general rule on kal v'chomers and shas, yeah? So this is something that Rashi speaks out, and that's why I'm adding it in. It's kind of a bit of an extra level. So let's look at Rabbi Yossi, right? So here you've got familiar stories here, right? The sheretz, that's the other tumor, right? It touches the kli, well, it actually goes into the air, nafal, goes into the air, the kli cheres. The kli cheres becomes original the tumor. Right, that touches, right, as we go along, ochel chulin, right, and we know that ochel chulin is tamei. Good? Okay, yeah. So that's a Shani, that's a Shani Batuma. Okay. Now we also know, right here, okay, that Truma is also going to be Tame as a Shani, right? Because any Shani is going to be Tame, right? From the same original source of Yitma, right? We said Zichulin, obviously even Truma, right? Every Shani we know is Tame from this. We've got a pasuk that says anything that is in that Kli Cheres, any food that's in Kli Cheres, whether it be Truma, whether it be Chulin, the thing that touches that Kli Cheres is Tame, right? So that's Pashuk, yeah? But we want to learn, we've now got a Kavah Chomer though. If we see Chulin is Tame, right? We know Truma is more Chamor than Chulin. Right, we said that was our Kavah Chomer for Tevil Yom. So we need to learn that Truma should be also Tame. So how are we going to learn it? So we should say, the classic Kavah Chomer would say, well, is Chulin is Tame, Shani, then Kol Shekain Truma should be Tame Shani. Right, that would be the classic Kavah Chomer, yeah?
Dreamy Shlishi?
Yeah.
Because
you'd apply Dio, right? You'd apply, classically, right, you would say right. Dio, right?
Right.
Because you can't learn more than Shani. Chulin is a Shani, right. And if Chulin is Tame, Kavah Chomer, Truma should be Tame, right? But Tame Shani, because you can't learn more than that. But as we've just said, the problem there is we've got Dio, right? Because we would, because you can't learn more than Shani. But here, if you apply that Kavah Chomer, you're not learning anything. We already know from the same source of Mina and Chulin, we know also Truma is a Shani. So if you were to say that limitation, say Dio, then you don't learn anything from the Kavah Chomer. Right. So here we say no. Our Kochach, it goes to the exception. It tells you, the Kavah Chomer tells you, push one level further, right? And if Chulin is Tame as a Shani, so Truma will be Tame as a Shlishi Kavah Chomer, right? Mm-hmm. It's not Mefurish, but this is a Torah Kavah Chomer, yeah? So that ends up telling us Kavah Chomer b'tefil yom, yeah? That you've got Ochol Truma as a Shlishi. That's the first highlighted thing. Okay?
Mm.
Right. Now, we're going to go one step further now. Yeah? Now, we know from Tevil Yom, yeah? So this is a Kavah Chomer on the back of a Kavah Chomer. Are you ready for this? Yeah? We know from, we've said a Kavah Chomer from Tevil Yom, but we know there's also a Kavah Chomer from Chusa Kippurim. What was the Kavah Chomer from Chusa Kippurim? That was number four. Chusa Kippurim tells us, yeah, that Truma is Kal in compared to Kodshim, which is Chamor. Right? You got that? So therefore, let's take on the back of the first Kavah Chomer, we know that Ochol Truma is a Shlishi, right? So we should say, if Ochol Truma is a Shlishi, and we know that Kodshim is more Chamor than Ochol than Truma, so Kol Shekain, what should we say? Kodshim should be? Moesek. You're right, but there's a step before that. We should say Kol Shekain, we can only learn as strong as the three is. Kol Shekain, Kodshim should be a Shlishi, right? No, because we've got a limitation. We should say Dio,
yeah.
Right? Oh, but wait a sec. Yeah, now we bring in number two. Now we bring in number two. Yeah, number two we said was a standalone limit telling us that Kodshim is Tame as a Shlishi. Remember that? Yeah, because we said that Bahabasa Asher Yigah B'chol Tame. Yeah, and if you look at Reb Yossi, we say that was a Torah source telling us, right? Now this is the second table telling us that Basa Kodshim is Tame as a Shlishi. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah.
So if we apply the limitation to our Kavah Chomer, right, and we say, yeah, Kavah Chomer tells us the Kodshim is a Shlishi. We already know that, yeah? Mm-hmm. So what's the rule? Well, you've got Kavah Chomer, but we already know, that if you were to limit it, we already know, then we don't apply Dio anymore. And what do? We go one step further, right? The same pattern here. So from the Kavah Chomer, Mechusa Kippurim, we're going to say, if Ochol Truma, right, is a Shlishi, right, and Truma is Kal, and Kodshim is Chamor, so Kodshim should be even a Revi, yeah. Right? Because it can't be a Shlishi, you already know Shlishi. Right. So as you see here, we end up learning two Kavah Chomers, one from Tevil Yom to tell us Ochol Truma is a Shlishi, and then a Kavah Chomer from Chusa Purim, which tells us, right, that Kodshim is a Revi. Yeah? Is that
mm-hmm.
clear?
Mm-hmm. This is what we didn't learn at first, that Kodshim. We tried to block it with the day.
Well, I mean, the Gemara didn't spell this out. I should just point out, all this Dio is in Rashi, yeah? All this concept of don't apply Dio, don't apply right. Both of these things are Rashi. I'm just filling you in because I'm saying, I'm adding something.
Right. So what you said originally was correct.
Right.
The Kavah Chomer takes you to Revi, but right.
I'm filling in the background. Yeah. It's a good reason why Eliyahu didn't want to point this out because it does complicate things, but I think it's important because if you only want to learn properly and you see how the psukim fit together, yeah, this point, the fact that and that's why Rashi has to spell it out, right? Because this is not a classic kavah chomer. We're going beyond. We're saying kavah chomer from a sheni to a shlishi. And then we say kavah chomer from a shlishi to revi. And both of those times we should be a bit sensitive. That's not a classic kavah chomer. It's like taking what you have and going beyond it. And the answer is because yes, you can do that if you already know, if you were to limit it in the normal way, you already know the other thing that you were limiting it to. So that's Rabbi Yossi basically, yeah? And it's basically putting all the drashas together, and he ends up being, if you look at that table, you've got two kavah chomers, one from Tevil Yom, one from Chutz of Kippurim, which ends up telling us a shlishi for Truma and a revi for Kodshim, yeah? Now this is the kashmak part where we end up, yeah? Which is Rabbi Akiva, yeah? So Rabbi Akiva, right? He's, you know, the first part is all very similar, right? Right? Sheretz, right? Abatuma, Klicheres, Rishon Latuma, Ochulchulin, Sheni Batuma, right? But now we've got a difference, okay, for Rabbi Akiva. What's the first difference is that Ochulchulin, right, is a shlishi, is Tame from the without any kavachomers. We know that, yeah? Ochulchulin is a shlishi Latuma, right? That's the first major difference, yeah? So effectively, what you're going to see is that the whole Cheshbon is similar, but starting one step further down. That's really what it comes down to, right? Because let's take that Ochel Chulim, which is according to Rabbi Akiva, explicit shlishi from the Torah, yeah? So now we're going to say from Tevil Yom tells us, right, that Chulin is Kal and Truma is Chamel. So if Chulin, yeah, is a shlishi from the Torah, right, then Kol Shekein Truma should be a shlishi, right? Wait a sec, that's the first step. Kol Shekein should be shlishi. Oh, wait a sec. But we already know for Rabbi Akiva that Truma is a shlishi from the same source of Yitma. Yitma tells you, right, that you've got a shlishi, whether it's Chulin, whether it's Truma, right? So wait a sec. So if I were to apply the Kal V'Chomer in that way, I'm not learning anything. So what's the rule? If you're not learning anything, we don't say Dayo. We'll say, no, you've got now entitled, you take your Kal V'Chomer and go one step beyond. So which means that we say, Ochol Chulin is Tame Shlishi, Ochol Truma will be Tame Revi.
Yeah.
Very good, yeah? That's the Kal V'Chomer from Tevil Yom, yeah? Now, I've now got, off the back step, I've now got Ochol Truma as a Revi. Now I'm going to apply the Kal V'Chomer, right, from Chutz of Kippurim. Chutz of Kippurim says Truma is Kal, right, and Kodshim is Chamor, comparatively. Okay, so if I know Ochol Truma is a Revi, yeah? So Ochol Kodshim should be? Wait a sec, you've taken one step too quickly.
Okay.
You're right, but Ochol Kodshim should be, but before you say Chamishi, should be Revi, right? Because you should right? Normal Kal V'Chomer, you say, if I've got something that's a Revi, that's Kal, then something which is Chamor should surely be a Revi, yeah? Good, yeah? The problem is that I know already, as I said again above, that Ochol Kodshim I already know is a Revi, right? How do I know that? If you look at number two, in my Cheshbon, I wanted to say, yeah? Right, that Kodshim, anything that is explicit in the Torah that it touches, the furthest level of Tumah it's going to be Tameh. And for Rabbi Akiva, the first level of Tumah I know that's Tameh is a Shlishi. So therefore, if a Shlishi touches Kodshim, that's number two tells us that Kodshim will be Tameh, which means Kodshim I already know is going to be Revi.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So Azma, so therefore, right, back into the thing, if I know Ochol Trumah is a Revi, yeah? Kol Shekein I want to apply to Kodshim, but I know Kodshim is a Revi already, so therefore Kol Shekein, that Kodshim should be a Chamishi. Which means that therefore, now go back to Gemara, when it said, if Rabbi Yossi held, right, that Chulin would be a Shlishi, then I would say Revi L'Truma and Chamishi L'Kodshim, that's basically what Rabbi Akiva holds. It's basically saying if Rabbi Yossi was Rabbi Akiva, then those are the two things I know.
Yeah, beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah. This is also, you know, a work chart as well. You know what I mean? To when you go through it, it'll make it a lot easier as well. You know, because thank you.
Shkoch. Shkoch to you. Okay.
Thank you very much.